Did you have us on already? You're on. Call our meeting to order. And we're ready. Maybe Renee's going to be here on our energy savings.
But yeah, it's not very much, just an update for you guys on that. All right. Let me jump on that until the Ozark Beach people show. As soon as they show, I know Danny wants to jump into that, so he only has a limited amount of pain tolerance. What I did was, after Debbie Redford had talked about all the savings they had over at the Hollister school system, she had sent the same company to visit with me about what they did. The same company came and talked to us, did some analysis work. And really what I wanted to show with you guys is what they came back to us with and just then decide what the next step is as a commission. Okay? So what I've got is packets for each one of you guys. This is what they dropped off, and they would more than happy to come in at a later date and present this. But in a nutshell, what they've done is they do not do performance contracting because they believe the performance contracting can, they can manipulate the numbers good enough to make sure that they show a savings and that and then there's some limitations of performance contracting. They can really, they don't think that that's the right way to do business, so they do not do that. Okay, what they did is analyzed our existing usages. So the information we gave them was a period from April of 2009 to May of 2010. I don't believe that information is in your packet, but it might be. And what they looked at is a couple things. What are our average, our cost per kilowatt, and then the cost of kilowatt to BTU. This is the same analysis they made to Hollister. Basically this, their company comes in and computerizes all the thermostats and the computer controls that runs all the units. That's their patented process. They don't use traditional thermostats. It uses something, the computer, the high-tech stuff on the back end. What they came up with was this. Best case, worst case scenario. They believe that if they were to computerize the temperature control system in the county, Caney County, it would cost $570,000 to computerize everything they talked about. They worst case, would see $101,000 in savings per year. And then after you paid for, if you went and borrowed that money over on a 5% loan, basically they said that we could save an annual $28,000 a year and in 5 years pay for the entire improvement. Okay? It's very intriguing, but we would have to be committing $500,000 or worst, best case, $400,000 in improvements to our HVAC. We could borrow the money and then pay for it over through a loan through DNR. If that's making sense. But basically, they see that worst case, we'd see an 18% return on investment. Best case, they would see a 39% return on investment. They wanted to remind me that the rate increases start in 2011, so our electricity bill is going to go up 20% if we don't change our usage anyway, because the rate increases for us was approved, through our electric provider. So we spent last year a total of $287,000 on utilities, and 20% increase on that would be an additional $56,000. So if we change nothing, our rate's going to go from 287 to 3.25 next year. So they're saying basically, if you do nothing, your rate's going to go up by $56,000 next year. And so what they would like to do is take to the next step, which is do a what they call a short sheet and actually work up some numbers. Debbie Redford was going to be here, but right now is also the OTC planning session with curriculum. I think you guys all got an email from Rob Dixon that OTC is in town. We got an email a couple weeks ago about their curriculum. But bottom line is this. Debbie says that they projected 24% return on theirs. They're actually got a 28% after the first year. They did a test school. So she's still singing their praises. Here are some references that I asked them for. We have copies. Randolph, you can pass that down. Danny, that's your copy. You can, that's your copy, and it's his copy.
Oh.
And then Callaway County also did has used these guys too. Here's Callaway County's savings. There you go, Danny. So what they're showing in this is that they believe that they have sufficient enough information in the way they do the business to look at how we spend money on utilities and thermostatic controls specifically, and believe they can save us at least $28,000 a year after we pay for the change, but they will not put it in writing because that's performance contracting. They're just saying we're never wrong. And my question for you is, if you're interested, these gentlemen would be more than happy to come in and do a formal presentation to you to see if it's something we wanted to pursue. But before we set that meeting, they're going to be asking for at least $400,000 investment, if not a little over $500,000 investment, to do this courthouse and tie it into that courthouse too, the new and the old. But once again, part of their savings is could pay for the debt services of the loan.
This is all on temperature control.
All on temperature control.
No lights, no.
No, this is strictly water. Temperature control. So the energy grant has no impact on this. That's why this was also pretty intriguing for me, is that it's specifically, this is where Hollister's saving all their money, is temperature control. And we know we fight with that anyway right now. But anyway, I want you guys to look at it, think about it. If you talk to Debbie Redford if you want. These guys are more than happy to come in and do a presentation and show us. I've sat through the presentation now twice. So anyway, consider it. And then and if I don't hear anything in about 30 days, I'll bring it back up to you.
Very good. All right. Next is...
Renee, here's this. I think you can just take... This is your copy.
You want to talk about board appointments or go on to Ozark Beef?
We can go on to Ozark Beef. Renee?
Here.
Did they give you word about the weeds in the front of...
No.
Okay, I was going to have him call you this morning.
I know what you're talking about. In front of on the slope, mm-hmm. Can we just try to get somebody out of the weed eater and knock down the big stuff?
Sure. Yeah.
It's
bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we've got a rough looking bench, or a group of people on the bench. Did
very,
you notice that?
I know, very rough.
Bob Daniels was going to be here. He got invited, but he said 1:30.
Oh, it did. Okay.
You want to do the TCAT appointments real fast?
Yeah.
Did you talk to anybody, Chuck?
Nope, I'm not ready.
We have a meeting scheduled next week, so.
Okay. I have a question, though. The ones that we've appointed and ones you suggested, Danny, whenever that was, are they all in the right districts?
Yeah,
those two.
The two additional ones are.
So, but I mean the whole thing. We don't have two. We wouldn't have two individuals.
We only got that one that you said you pretty well insisted on. That is the only one that's close to the edge.
Oh, Mr. Youngblood.
He's crossed the water.
He's within a block or two of the line of the imaginary line.
Okay,
that's the only
one.
Everybody else is there.
Everybody else is in their district.
Okay.
But you want to wait till Wednesday?
Yeah, let's wait till Wednesday.
All right. Okay. Maybe. Definitely maybe. Okay, so, Jillian, while you're here, would you repost the board appointments to Wednesday, 8:30? All right, motion going to executive session pursuant 610.021.12. No, it's 2-1, isn't it? They typoed it. Is it 1-2? Oh, I'm sorry, 0.12. You're right.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
And those listening, this is the last meeting of the day.
John, would...